So Jock Peterson, Dodger outfielder Jock Peterson, they were playing the Marlins recently, and they were going to see Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds is the hitting coach for the Marlins. And Jock Peterson was a huge Barry Bonds fan growing up. And he went, and Peterson was telling this story earlier this week, and he mentioned that he asked Bonds, hey, would you mind to take a picture? Quote, I went up to him and I said, hey, man, you're my favorite player. Can we get a picture? He just kind of turned his back on me and looked. I don't know. He big-leagued me. I was flustered. I don't know how I played that day because I was a mental head case. You can look, if Barry Bonds says, look, the media hates me because I don't help them do their job. The media hates me because they have an agenda. The media hates me because of this, that, and the other. Maybe he's got a point because, look, if everybody every day is like, give me 5 minutes, and you say no, there's going to be some guys say, oh, yeah, we'll watch this, and they're going to try to carve you up. I get it. You could even argue that Barry Bonds, when he goes to the mall and he's standing in line at S. Barrow for the worst slice of pizza he could ever find, and somebody comes up and says, hey, excuse me, Barry, boy, I'm a huge Giants fan. Would you mind taking a picture with me? If he does it, then every other guy in the mall is going to come over and go, Barry's doing pictures, and they're going to come over and bother Barry too. So I would understand in that situation, I wouldn't like him to do it. I'd like him to take the picture. But if he said, look, brother, I appreciate it. Thank you for the kind words, but if I take one picture with you, man, I'm going to have a line 50 people deep, and then I'm going to be here all day. I'm sorry, but no, I'd really rather not, but thank you. Not the best answer in the world, but at least you go, all right, whatever, and you move on. Jock Peterson is a major league player. Is he one of the greatest players ever? No. Is he going to go to the Hall of Fame? Probably not. Is he going to be a guy that his name is splattered all over the record book? No, probably not. But he's a major league player on a major league field, going up to somebody and saying, hey, man, when I was a kid, I thought you were the best. Would you mind taking a picture? At what point does Barry Bonds stop being a jerk? Because is that not the easiest picture in the world to take? Yeah, oh, cool, Jock. Yeah, sure, you got it, man. Click. Have a good day, Jock. Yeah, you too, Barry. That was awesome. The cliche is never meet your heroes, right? And it can go either way. You can have a terrible experience and it's ruined, like Jock Peterson and Barry Bonds, or you can have a good one. I've had both. When I was a kid, like we've been talking about most of the day, I was a baseball guy. Baseball was my favorite sport. And my favorite player was George Brett. And my favorite team were the Los Angeles Dodgers. And the manager of the Dodgers, Tommy Lasorda, was a guy that I was enamored with because he was funny. He'd have crazy meltdowns. He was about the big Dodger in the sky. You play for the name on the front of your jersey, not the name on the back. And all of the stuff that Tommy Lasorda would bring. He was an incredibly colorful, charismatic guy. Okay, so I loved Tommy Lasorda and the Dodgers. Well, I met George Brett as an adult, and it could not have been any better. He could not have been a cooler guy. He was what I hoped it would be. He was funny. He was engaging. He was casual. He was friendly. We drank a few beers together. We laughed together. I don't think I have the picture anymore. I never asked people for pictures. I asked him for a picture, and he go, yeah, great, man, let's do it. And I was thrilled. I felt like I was 13 years old again and with my favorite player ever, and he was cool. We got to share a couple of beers. It was awesome. Okay, couldn't have been any better. And then I met Tommy Lasorda. Let's just say it did not go like that. Let's just say it went the opposite of that. Let's just say that the guy that you see on TV is not necessarily the guy that you see away from TV. So while Jock Peterson got a full dose of Barry Bonds, I know where he's coming from. I know where he's coming from. I just don't understand why you can't say yes to that picture. Sure, Jock, you got it, man. Click. Done. I mean, he doesn't want to bend your ear for 45 minutes.